today's international report, we go to Guinea-Conakry, where the government has promised a new program to support women entrepreneurs. President Alpha Condé made this pledge last week during celebrations to mark International Women's Day in Conakry. The president said it was essential to make women economically independent. Correspondent Karim Kamara has this report from the Guinean capital.
According to the Guinean Minister of Social Welfare, Children and Gender Affairs, the number of women entrepreneurs in the country is just 15% compared to the number of men entrepreneurs. This imbalance has been deplored by President Alpha Condé. During the celebration marking the International Women's Day here in Conakry, President Alpha Condé announced that he has increased from 100,000 euros to 700,000 euros the amount of microcredit funds allocated to women. The funds are in two credit banks in the country, the MCC or Mutual Community Growth and the Mutual for African Women Finances initiated by the African Union. Mamadou Janjalo is the director of one of the banks, the MCC here in Conakry, and he took me for a tour of his bank on a busy day. He says the bank is there to assist young women and boys in an effort to fight against poverty and help women to find jobs.
We are for the women and the young. You know, the microcredit issue is a presidential initiative aimed at helping young women and men to fight against poverty, especially to help them get jobs. And you know, the MCC has more than 250 women subscribers who have joined the bank. They are associations, groupings, women business people and individuals. Everybody is here.
Many Guinean women have adhered to the project and have opened accounts in the banks so as to be able to access the credit funds. Jallo says most of the women are gradually saving their funds in the banks with the hope of obtaining microcredit.
They have opened their accounts and are saving gradually in the hope of acquiring microcredit. We have married women, women stylists, and traders.
Kadia Touba is an entrepreneur who runs a big business shop at the main Medina market here in Conakry. She is dealing in clothing and doing promotion of goods. Kadiatu says they are pleased with the MCC Microcredit Bank, which she added is helping women to cater for their children's other needs. She called on other women who are without any business fund to join the bank to get credit.
I'm trading in clothing and doing promotion. Truly, we are happy with the microcredit bank. Why we are happy is that we women have been without support, and the two credit banks, MCC and MUFA, can now help us to get credit and pay back. Now I can pay the school fees of my children through the help of the microcredit banks.
The director of the MCC Credit Bank says the amount available in the bank for women is 100,000 euros. Jallo adds that he has 56 different associations of women entrepreneurs who have joined his bank for credit, but he says all these women had to undergo special training before they could access the funds.
Effectively, what is available is a credit line of 1 billion Guinean francs. That's about 100,000 euros. Female entrepreneurs have 56 groups we are currently training, because before giving out the credit, the group has to be trained and have a leader. So we are actually training youth and women.
The training is basically on how to spend the money credited by the bank and how to pay it back without any discrepancies. Any sum amounting to 1,000 euros can be offered, provided the individual has a guarantee. Ba Umu Kultumi is another female entrepreneur undergoing the training to acquire the funds. She has the opportunity also to call on other women to come to the bank to secure credit to do their business.
I've just started my training 2 weeks ago. I'm encouraging women to sign up to this project at the MCC. I personally am about to create a business of cleaning and security.
All the women undergoing the training are expected to get the amount they have requested from the bank after the ending of the training, which normally lasts for 2 weeks. but Umu is a bit skeptical about getting the amount she had requested. She said they have been promised by the bank that they will get the credit after the training, so they are waiting to see.
We have been promised, but we're still waiting again. They haven't yet started giving out credits, so we continue to wait. I want to be independent and self-employed. They are giving out credits, so women are signing up and they do remain motivated.
According to President Alpha Conde, women are more trustworthy than men in matters of doing business. He therefore has urged the microcredit banks to fully support the women by giving them sufficient credit to enable them to do their business. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.